very good. We had to listen to killer stories, and they never really have a purpose or an ending.
Come on.
Well, they don't. I love Killer. He's great, but...
You're right.
He admits that he has trail-offs because he loses interest in his own stories.
Yeah. His own stories send him into a deep funk of lack of energy. I mean, he just loses life force.
When I was little, I played baseball, and I remember one time I was on second base.
And so... So what happened?
I don't remember.
So his worst story of the evening was the story that he told us about this movie that he and Eric were going to go see. What's it called?
Taken
with Liam Neeson. And he tries to give us the plot.
He was trying to
summary
it.
Of the
sell
plot
it on it's the fact that we should go with him.
Liam Neeson is like a ninja for the CIA.
Well, first of all, Killer, I don't think the CIA.
But he's like a real kick-ass karate guy.
He does karate on crime. And so his daughter is up under the bed, and she calls and says, the guys are here. And he says, go with the guys, but don't tell, but yell out everything that you know.
Did you hear it on the hard line? No, I didn't hear the hard line
play
that.
Okay, I don't understand the synopsis so far. Go up under the bed and yell out everything you know? What?
So we were getting such a big kick out of Killer being such a poor storyteller that we thought, how funny would it be if he were a guest with Leno on The Tonight Show and he was there to promote this new movie, Taken?
So let's see here. Jeff Kelly Collinson is here with us. Jason Kelly Collinson, I'm sorry about that. And you're here to promote your new film, Taken. So how did you get in this movie?
Well, I'm not actually in the movie. I'm just going to go see it with Eric.
Okay, well, now who's Eric? Is this,
is he in the movie?
Is he one of the stars of the movie?
No, he owns his own headphones and the ticket has him here.
Wait a second, what are you saying? What's a ticket? What exactly is that?
It's the AM? And Eric...
The AM?
Eric came out.
Okay. Well, you're visiting with Jeff Kelly Collison here. And so you're going to go see this movie. Now, you got to be excited about the movie and everything like that. Have you been kind of gearing up all weekend for it?
Well, in the Rocket Garden, they didn't have food.
Okay. Wait a second, I'm not understanding what you're saying here. What do you mean, Rocket Garden?
And that's what we would do. We would take all these different parts from Killer's weekend and have him deliver, like he does to us, delivers partial information to us to where you don't know what he's talking about.
We had him booked on The Tonight Show.
We had him booked on The Tonight Show talking about the Rocket Garden that we visited at the Kennedy Space Center and how hungry he was.
And just how ticked Jay Leno would be at the end of that interview. I thought we were promoting this movie, Taken, and I've got this guy telling me NASA stories.
This guy that we have on here.
Just because you're going to go see it with a guy named Eric.
So you're having a good time? You know, things going well?
We thought it was a gay restaurant, but we didn't get dessert.
I know what Kev, do you understand this story? I'm not following what he's saying here.
Well, she said, you're just an engineer, right?
That was funny.
As Killer just kind of looks out over the audience like kind of a scared kid, you know, when Carson would have kids on, how they would never look at Carson, they just look out at the audience. So we had a lot of fun with that.
And then the next morning, to wrap up our weekend, we had a very awkward moment. I took the car keys. Once I found out it was a company car, I confiscated the car for use on Sunday morning. Gordo and I went to eat breakfast. George was trying to get his credential at that time.
Whoops. That didn't work out
and
well.
So we bring the car back, and I call Killer, and I said, hey, I got the keys. Let me bring them by your room so you guys can go somewhere. I said, okay, we're in 332.
Oh, 332.
I said, okay. So we go up to the end of the hall, and we knock on 332. Knock, 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 knock. Don't hear anything. Then I knock again. Knock, 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 knock. And I say, Killer? And then we hear Killer and Eric in 331.
Oh,
I think it was even more awkward than that, because I think you hear the knock, 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 and then the big voice saying, who is it? And Junior goes, Killer?
And so,
no, I'm not a killer. I mean, I'm looking for a killer.
So the guy who opens the door, 332, is this huge black guy.
Now, why do you have to mention that he's huge?
And I've just either called him a killer or me a killer, and he doesn't know me. And
he opens the door with a Glock on its side and Junior's forehead.
So you stayed in a hotel with
Junior's
Tampa.
Lips just quivering.
It was so awkward.
So you stayed in a hotel, huh?
Yeah, and the black guy pointed a gun at Junior.
Who's Junior?
You haven't mentioned Junior before. Who's this? Is this the guy in the rocket garden?
So luckily, right after the guy points the gun at my head, Killer opens his door and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I keep giving people the wrong room number."
That really was a surprise. And then, yeah, his explanation, "Oh, I'm sorry, I gave you that number because that's where I order the wake-up call."
Yeah.
Now, what is this now? You order a wake-up call from another room? What are you saying?
Yeah, so we thought, so you're not getting your wake-up call, then, Killer, if you're ordering it for another room.
It's because of Corby, because I would get wake-up call for Corby.
He's the most incomplete.
You can't follow his explanations at all. And it was also awkward when we finally go into Killer's room. He and Eric both emerge sweating and shirtless from the bedroom.
That's kind of weird.
We're like, didn't know whether to ask about it and everything. So finally we say, hey, guys, what have you been up to? Both of you are sweating and shirtless. And he says, this is the explanation he gave us.
Well, the big spools? We were using baseballs like darts.
Now, what exactly is...
All right, so that's part two of our field trip to the Kennedy Space Center. We hope you enjoyed that story.
They were throwing baseballs through these big spools of wire that was out in a field nearby, but he didn't explain it that way.
Later in the week, stay tuned for exclusive audio from Killer's appearance on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, we got that.
Right now, it's 8:35 here on The Ticket. Coming up...